Fellow Dominicans, only last Thursday, we were concerned about being affected by Gonzalo. Thankfully, we were spared any real impacts. This week, we are again faced with the threat of another weather system, potential tropical cyclone number 9. At 11 a.m. today, potential tropical cyclone number 9 was located about 510 miles east-southeast of Dominica, moving in a general westward direction. On this track, the center for this system is expected to pass about 75 miles to the northeast of Dominica. I have been advised that potential tropical cyclone number 9 could become a tropical storm during today, close to the Leeward Islands and Dominica. As a result, and out of an abundance of caution, a tropical storm warning will be issued for Dominica as of 3 p.m. this afternoon. I have also been advised that a concern for Dominica is for heavy rainfall, which could cause flash flooding, landslides, and gust winds up to tropical storm force strength. We can all recall the devastation caused by flood waters from systems in the past, including Erica, which was only a tropical storm. This is not the time for panic, but for all citizens to put their plans into action. We want everyone to take this system seriously and pay close attention to the information that is provided to you. The focus of the public now must be on preparatory actions and activities. Take the time to make the necessary preparations to protect your lives and property. While most persons should be able to shelter in place at their homes, all shelter managers have been put on alert because we will not leave our people in unsafe conditions. Take the time to know where your local shelter is located in the event you will need this service. Owners of heavy equipment have also been placed on alert with regards to pre-positioning of equipment, as it is customary to ensure that road clearance will be done at the soonest to provide access. I am calling on all residents to move about with extreme caution over the next 2 days and limit outdoor activities as much as possible during heavy rains. Avoid areas that are known to experience flash floods, such as coastal and low-lying areas, and along waterways, including rivers and ravines, as well as areas prone to landslide and rockfalls. Fisherfolk must also secure their gears this evening and remain in port tomorrow, Wednesday. I am again calling on the private sector to ensure that you have plans in place to secure all businesses across the island. We know the uncertainty with these systems and that conditions can change. The designated agencies will continue to assess the situation, and any further decision by the National Emergency Planning Organization will be communicated to you. The public, and especially our newly returning residents, are reminded to keep COVID-19 guidelines in mind while making preparations. Continue to follow the recommendations from the Ministry of Health, Wellness, and New Health Investment. Again, we do not want to erode the gains made in this fight to contain the spread of COVID-19. Please continue to listen to local media for weather advisories and other safety announcements. May God bless and protect all of us and our beloved country. I thank you.